Hi, you guys.
Welcome back. We're back. Season 2, baby. Whoa!
We've been in season 2 for a while, baby. Maybe you could say season 3.
Season 3?
Maybe.
I'm trying to be like Miss.
I'm crying. But welcome back to another episode of Connecting with Your Higher Self. I'm Alicia.
I'm Chris.
And today is a very special day because it's double feature day. Woo.
We're seeing 2 movies today, back to back.
Okay, so we're seeing the what's it called?
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Across the Spider-Verse, and I literally just watched Into the Spider-Verse yesterday.
For the first time ever.
So we can watch this today.
It's June 6, 2023, y'all. Just so y'all know.
Yeah, it's 2:50 p.m.
No, I'm saying that's the kid you're just watching Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh. Whatever. I meant to when it was on Netflix, but I fell asleep and I just never watched it again.
Pause for all the Marvel fans out there to get their pitchforks.
No, I think it was at nighttime. I don't know. But not to say it wasn't a good movie, because it was a great movie. I'm excited for today. And the next movie we're going to watch is Little Mermaid.
The reboot.
The Black Little Mermaid. I know that's not what it's called, but just so y'all know.
I know they're not re-releasing The Little Mermaid in theaters, the animated one.
So I know.
They knew what you was talking about. All the press that movie is getting, they knew what you was talking about.
Yeah, we're excited. Well, I'm excited for that. Just to see how it goes.
Not particularly my cup of tea, but it's part of the double feature. And...
and it's Tuesday. You know what that means? $5 Tuesday, which is now $5.75, which is now we need to start going to the movie on Tuesdays, because any other day is just unacceptable at this point.
Literally.
Like, literally. Excuse those me. Prices are outrageous.
I wonder if they jack up the prices on Tuesdays for the snacks.
No, I think that would be messed up, but no.
Yeah, but it's the movie.
That's probably why there's not a lot of parking spots in here, because it's also Tuesday.
That is true.
I mean, that there's not a lot of cars.
I'm about to say, that's bullshit, because, like, all the fucking seats that are sold out, we literally are sitting up. Bro, how many movies have we been to where we had to sit up for it? Like, honestly. We should just wait.
It's because we need to buy
online.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is true. We need to buy online. If we don't buy online, our seats will be nosebleeds. No, literally, our nose will be to the screen, bleeding.
You're funny.
But yeah, we are smoking. And, I'm excited to see what this... And the playlist for Into the Spider-Verse was really good, so I'm excited to see what they got for this movie.
Predictions. We're doing we're gonna do a part 2 of this before we see The Little Mermaid, because why not be high for both movies? During that, I'll give my review of it. But as a prediction, I definitely think it's gonna be out of 10. I definitely think it's gonna be at least an 8.5 out of 10. I've heard really great things about it. It looks amazing. We've waited years.
Yeah, how long has it been?
It's been a minute, bro. I do not remember when, but I didn't.
I do not remember when. But
I know it's been a minute.
All right, let me look that up. Into the Spider-Verse. All right, 2018.
I'm gonna say you're on Wikipedia.
Yeah, I know, but it said it still. It came out in 2018. That seems like a while ago.
I didn't even know you.
We met 2 years later.
Exactly.
So, life update?
Got a new job.
I think they might know that. I'm not sure. That's how bad we are, guys. We don't even remember the last thing we told you guys.
In case I haven't, I'll just give them the fast version. New job at this joint called McLean, so in Jersey. So, basically... I fill up the freezer part of the trucks that go to Wawa and such. And today was a fucking day, bro, but I got through it. Because we're going to see a double feature.
Yeah, and it works overnight, guys.
Dog, that's fucking shit. I work from like midnight to whenever I'm done my truck, so between 9 and 11 a.m. Yeah.
Anything else?
No, you.
Nothing else happened in your life? I'm just asking. I made it seem like there was an answer.
We took our engagement photos.
Oh yeah. And we got them. It was so much fun taking them.
Or save the day pictures. Are they both?
What?
Save the day pictures and...
Yeah, I mean technically we got two different locations, so it might as well be both. Our engagement ones can be the one in the studio, and our save the date could be...
I agree.
Yeah. Aw, man, didn't unhook my wig.
What?
It was an accident. I'm crying. But, Alright, well, my life update. You don't want to take both of them? He's taking a picture of the ticket, guys, but just the Spider-Man one. And then I asked, you don't want to take both of them?
Tell That's us how my you wife, really y'all.
Tell us how you really feel.
It's not even that, bro. Chill out. It's like, nah.
Y'all, he's been talking about this double feature since Sunday when we made the plan.
Bro, we literally was like, you was like, I want to see the Little Mermaid, and I was like, and then I literally just saw an ad, like an ad came on of Across the Spider-Verse, and I was like, damn, that came on already? Oh shit, I want to see that too. And then I'm just like, and then I think you said, why don't we go on Tuesday? Did you say that?
Yeah, you know why.
And I was like, yeah, wait, why don't we see Tuesday? Both? And yeah.
And I was like, two movies in one day, really? And then you were like, yeah, it'll be a double feature. And I was like, okay, since they're $5 or $5.75.
Bro, literally, I haven't been able to stop talking about it because it's just like, I've never done that before. See two movies in one day. I've movie hopped.
But this is foreign language to me.
I mean, I've watched more than one movie in a day. I mean, like, actually go to the movies.
Yeah, we got it.
I mean, we had to sing. So I've been listening to King Von a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that. That's an actual statement. I do not know how to feel about that.
That's crazy.
It helps me get through like the last couple trucks, I admit.
Is it like workout music to you?
It gets me angry.
Like it gets you pumped up?
Yeah. Like, I could punch a hole through the fucking truck. Like, that's how pumped up I am.
Yeah.
That's how I was able to fucking... Bro, I was gassed and still knocked out three heavy-ass trucks, like, back-to-back. Literally in the span of, like, an hour and 20 minutes. Mm.
See me? I've been listening to non-secular music.
Non-sexual music?
Secular. Gospel.
Is that what that means?
It means, yes, not for this world, but for God.
Here you go.
What else? Oh, wait, are you done with your life update?
I was about to sing an Eminem verse that related to gospel music.
So is that a yes?
it's funny because when you was like when you said it was gospel, I was like, it made me think of a line because I listened to this song a lot. He was like, you can suck a million motherfucking cocks per second. I ran out of pit out a motherfucking gospel record. And like first time I heard that, I literally like chuckled to myself because I was like, the day that happens, a fish will come to life and do a backflip in the desert. Like,
wait, he was saying that he could write a gospel record?
No, he was saying, he was comparing something, And then he was talking to his haters when he was like, you can eat a million motherfucking cocks per second. I'd rather put out a motherfucking gospel record. That's not the whole verse. That's just the section of it. I gotta listen to it. But yeah, I'm not going to listen to it now. Copyright. Yo, so my wife here, she, her suggesting shows, so far she's an A+ in my book.
So far, every single show I've suggested to you has been so far a success.
Yeah, I'm women, you can't even fucking give them that.
No, because you said you so want? Far as if like, yeah, oh, it's only probably recommended me three. It's probably about to go on. I've recommended you a lot of shows. Just, name them. You just haven't watched them. Let's be honest.
Gossip Girl.
Let's be honest. You just haven't watched them. I recommend you all types of oh, shut the freak up. Oh, yeah, guys. I'm not cussing. So,
Gossip Girl. Gossip Girl. Little Fires Everywhere. The Good Place, which, by the way, is such an amazing... The Good Place might be one of my top five favorite shows of all time. Like, honestly. That shit gets such genuine laughs. When he was like, oh, here's the equation. We kill everybody. We just extend a big stick. Yo, that scene had... That might be my favorite episode, bro. Like, I gotta find out the name of that episode and who wrote it.
Wait, when he was like, what?
When,
what?
The train... Remember when he made the train scenario come to life?
Oh, yeah. It's like, you're just torturing us, aren't you? Yo, I forgot how funny that show was. But it's on Netflix, guys, so watch it. I actually don't think it's a Netflix original.
It's not.
Yeah. Because it pauses, like it has a commercial break.
Facts. Oh, what show that is paused right now, or like the season ended, can you not wait for it to come back?
Living Single. Oh, wait, that was 10 years ago.
No, like, babe, 10 years ago was 2013.
And 10 years ago, not us being old.
And 10 years ago from that was 2003. And Living Single debuted in 1994.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't alive, so... Yeah. Well, that was before I was even born, so...
You know what? That was a genuine answer about something we both love, so I love that answer. It was not accurate whatsoever.
I meant to say, when I said 10, I was like, that's probably not right. Needed a big amount, you know?
Why'd you mean to say Living Single, though?
No, I wanted to say Living Single because they did us dirty. Don't even get us into it.
Well, yeah.
We'll talk about that on the other podcast, y'all. Stay tuned.
I got two, actually. I can die peacefully when I watch You season 5. I can honestly say that.
Honestly.
I've never been on the edge of my seat about the fate of one character ever in my life. 23 years, bro. And it's just like, Joe, the most notorious serial killers in history have all either gotten caught, killed in prison, or executed. Sometimes all three. Like... How are you? I refuse to believe. This is the only nitpick I'm gonna do. He finds love. Love has the money and power to erase his history, make him a new person. And over in England, he finds Kate, who can do the same thing. I refuse to believe he found two love entrances that can do that for him. Bullshit. I was iffy doing it with love. Like, the odds of that are what? Honestly, but okay, I guess. All right, okay. But twice in one lifetime,
just to be devil's advocate, I would say he always moved around. Like, he was in Los Angeles, he was in New York, now he's in a whole different country. Like,
he was in Paris, he was in London.
So, yeah, I guess out of this billions of people on this earth.
You remember, one of my favorite closing scenes of all time was season 4 ending, when he was in Paris and he was like, because I'll search the world if I have to
until I find you.
I was like, bro, I literally clapped in my head. I was like, that is how you end a fucking scene. That right there got me hyped for season 5 or season 4. That's how you do a motherfucking cliffhanger, bro. God damn, that was... Bro, because
she's going to come back in the next one.
She has to. I think she's going to be, like, involved in him getting caught or killed. I think he gets caught. You want him to die. I think he gets the death penalty. the death penalty, I think, exists in New York.
They would have to. They would have to. It's too much for that to happen. I think he's just going to die. Because he's got all these powerful people with the girl and whatnot.
Kate.
Yeah, Kate. She's going to have to die or somebody's going to have to come after them. Marianne. Is that her name?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, her.
Remember, Jalen was calling her Anne-Marie.
Like, right? I'm like, who is Anne-Marie? Why do you call her that? She really thought that was her name? Is that what it was?
No, it's...
No, I'm just saying, is that why she kept calling her that? I thought that was like her nickname or something.
What? That's not even a nickname.
That she made up for her because it made no sense. I'm like, who is Anne Marie?
The nickname has the same number of syllables as her actual name.
Mary Ann.
Mary Ann. Anne Marie.
Okay, so she just be hearing stuff wrong. She probably need to have her captions on.
She does have her captions on.
I don't know.
It's Jalen, bro.
Shout out to Jay. What time is our movie?
3:25.
All right, it's 3:05.
I say we go in at 3:15.
Should we just be there early?
3:15 to 3:20.
Okay, I'm just asking to be there early.
Yeah. And I like to watch the preview sometimes.
Yeah, me too. Those commercials gonna be on first though. That's cool though. I'll just be on my phone.
Facts.
Or something. Because those commercials be killing me. They be talking about the movie theaters. They be talking about sometimes the M&M just blows up and they're on a roller coaster. I'm like, what do they come up with? Like,
I cannot wait for this movie. I'm so glad we decided to do this. We should make this like an annual thing. Like a
okay, every year?
That's
what annual means.
Oh, then we should make it like a monthly thing. Once a month we see another feature.
Once a month.
On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday. Okay. But no. Because not all movies are worth doing double features for.
Okay, every 2 months since it's a double feature.
We got to make sure, like, all right. How about we just make sure it's a good movie coming out? Because I can.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to watch anything that's like... Because, you know, movies aren't the same nowadays. You got to wait for the good ones to come out. Like, this took years, right? 19, 20,
21, 22, 23. Yeah. 5 years.
So.
Can I touch on something we talked about a minute ago?
Yeah.
10 years ago was 2013. What the fuck? I'm so old.
I did say that, right? Yeah.
Bro. Yo, I sometimes just be looking at those nostalgia pages on Instagram, like how they be having cartoons and old shows, and I literally almost tear up. Because I'm like, yo, this is literally back when you had no problems in life. Being an adult, I can't believe when we were kids we wanted to be an adult. Oh my God,
right? And adults will always say, live while you're young, enjoy your age.
Fuck up.
And that's all we thought. That's all we thought, but we really should have just listened. Like, to only have to worry about what I'm going to cook in my imaginary pan was amazing.
Biggest problem I had was deciding which movie I'm going to fall asleep to.
Right?
Like,
I'm going to sleep downstairs and watch all the TV because, you know, I didn't have TV in my room.
I was the only child, so I had to have the TV in my room.
That's because you only got a TV downstairs.
That's because my mom literally cleans the living room every fucking Saturday like a goddamn crazy person.
What does that have to do with?
She doesn't want anybody sitting in there.
Like, is that really the reason?
Yes. Why do you think we don't never sit in there? We only sit in there for special occasions or talks.
But that carpet is so nice, too. You
tell
could
her
just
that. Tell her
take
that.
Off some of them, have a nice old nap on that couch.
Bro, I've been telling her for years, like, Mom, can we please sit in the living room? No, I don't want y'all fucking up my living room.
Or just make us take off our shoes.
No, she walks in there with her shoes on. She just doesn't, like, literally. Nobody sits in there, but it requires cleanliness literally on a weekly basis.
I was going to say, don't nobody even come in your house.
So I don't understand. My mom doesn't like people. I'm like, you and I are literally like the only visitors. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah. I'm crying. I believe that for a fact. Yeah. Your grandma was like, don't nobody come in my house, even though we cool. They just don't. They don't cross that boundary. I'm like, yep.
To this day, Miss Robin, one of her closest friends, yep, has never been inside her house.
Never been inside her house. They'll scream across the porch.
She's been outside the house. She was on the porch. When, remember on my grandma's birthday when you met my family for the first time?
Yeah. Damn, that's a little toasty.
I know. A lot of couples going to the movies.
That's not what most people do. Yeah. Go with couples. I feel like I've never been to a movie theater and not seen a couple.
Oh yeah, there's always a couple.
And the thing.
Like, literally, bro, the movie theater is, like, one of my favorite places on earth. That's why in our, like, crib, you know what crib I'm talking about. I want, like, a home theater. Because I feel like movie theaters are, like, think about all the people that are about to see this movie. We are all strangers to each other. And we're all just sharing this experience. Ain't nobody fighting. Ain't nobody cussing. Ain't no war. Ain't no violence. We all literally just enjoying the movie. We all laughing together.
And when we clap at the end for a really good movie.
Like, when they did the Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Like,
some Marvel movies, some... Like,
that's literally what the movie theater experience is all about. Like, experiences with experiences with strangers. Like, positive experiences. Like, you just saw the movie. Bro, that feeling of you walking out the movie and you feel like you just walked out the universe or whatever movie you just watched. Everybody has that feeling. It's literally like a fucking high. Everybody walks out the... Because I guarantee you, 9 times out of 10, at least half the people are talking about the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, my life... Like when you walk outside, see it's raining.
I definitely want to buy a movie theater when we get rich. Like, either that or invest in one. Or have someone invest in one. Like a movie theater. But I would do something different. I want to do it with somebody, though. Whoever I can find. What the fuck?
She just came out the car. Jesus Christ. I look too. I don't know. She been in there or she just pulled up?
Oh, we're starting a new podcast, y'all. It's called Critics in a... Fuck, smoke. Hold on. It's called Critics in a Car. So it's basically this, but we're talking about movies and films. I mean, movies and TV series. Or short films. Music videos sometimes. Maybe.
I'm your co-host, right?
Yes, baby. We've been over this.
Okay, I am the co-host, Alicia.
A thought just dawned on me. What? It's gonna be a lot of fucking kids in this fucking audience.
The Little Mermaid?
No, Spider-Man. Both, actually.
I was about to say, well, we'll be good. I'm crying. He's sweating
bullets, bro. Look, they have a lighter hanging from their thing, too.
Cool.
That is wild. What the fuck? What are the odds of that?
I've never seen that anywhere either. And neither you guys park right next to each other.
Dang, well, she parked next to me. If I noticed that, I would have been like, yo.
Lighter buddies.
And she would have been like. And then boom.
I would so say friends. That if we see.
Lighter buddies.
No, I think that was a guy and his daughter who came out of that car. Unless they left.
Savage. Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
Did they leave or they came back?
No, they left. But I remember it was. Because I thought it was
Yeah, it was a girl with. Pink hair, red hair. Yeah. There we go. That was before them. Yeah, we've been here for a little bit.
Wow. That's interesting.
They probably came just to pay for a movie.
Yeah, literally. We really need to start ordering a lot.
Yeah. I didn't have a good seat at a movie theater in a minute.
Nigga. And the reason I want to get there early is because, like... be sitting up front, so I'd rather just like get up front before it starts getting crowded.
What time is we leaving?
Either in a minute or 6 minutes. So yeah, check that podcast out.
Yeah. Did you say the name of it?
Critics in the Car.
Oh yeah. I'm a critic.
LOL. That means laugh out
loud. Do you think it should be Leash, Leash, and Mac in a car?
No, babe.
Why not?
I hate that name.
Mac and Leash, Leash?
No.
What? You strongly dislike Mac?
No, the name that you just came up with.
Leash, Leash, and Mac in the car. Why? Mac and Leash in the car. I actually really like that. Let's talk about it.
No, babe. No, just no discussion. I will cancel the show. I have that power.
Fine, I'll make it without you.
No, it's my idea. I'll sue you.
Can't sue me. There's no proof. Oh, wait. We're on the podcast.
Can y'all please, like, can y'all testify against her, please?
You can tell. I be forgetting we be doing the podcast, okay?
No.
Punch in the face. Kapow. All right. I'm hot, so.
All right, yeah. All right, you take one last one. I'll take one last one. Yo, y'all. It's like we got to end it now between the hits so we can get there in time. It's been real. It's been fun.
We love you. See you on the next podcast.
Catch you on the flip side, homies. We'll see you in like 2 hours for part two.
But for you, it'll feel like 2 seconds.
Literally.
Or maybe one. All right, y'all.
See y'all.
In the jiffy.
Babe, don't eat all your food now.
I'm just eating the fries. They're going to smell this food from a mile away.
That's a fact.
Hey, guys. So we just saw Spider-Man...
Across the Spider-Verse.
Guys, I don't want to put any spoilers because
then we can't talk about shit.
Just know there's another one coming. Alright. Right now we just got some Wendy's and now we're on our way back to the movie theater.
Spark the Blenniana.
Oh no, I had to smack the Blenniana. Sorry, got hot French fry in my mouth. Hot. Alright. You're gonna finish that before we get there, huh?
Yeah.
They told us they didn't have any water, so we got lemonade.
How the fuck don't you have bottled water? I don't understand. Like, is your water machine not working either? Or is the spigot for water not working? Because how do you not have any water?
I have no idea the reason, but I'm sparking. Yo, we was high AF when we first got in there. Was the door locked when we came out?
Who fucking knows?
Who knows?
Honestly.
We thought the door wasn't locked. Bro, we was like...
I ain't gonna lie. For like a good... For three-fourths of the movie, my brain was just constantly flashing a picture of like an unlocked car. And it was mine. I was just like, oh, I hope I locked it.
And I didn't remember if he locked it or not. But I think it was locked when we came.
I'll say this. The visuals in Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, watch them high. Bro, they will blow your fucking mind.
Literally, I saw like different poster ideas while watching it. Like, I'm like, this is going to be in Five Below, this one too.
I definitely would get a poster of that. That looked like Matt from Operation Ripley.
Okay, bro. There you go.
Yo,
dang.
Yo, do y'all watch Operation Repo, bro?
Yeah.
If you don't, what the fuck are you doing with your life?
Well, this is an old show.
No, bullshit.
Or did you used to watch Operation Repo?
Remember when Adriana told us she watched Operation Repo? That shocked the shit out of me. I didn't think anybody in our age group watched it. It's a show my mom watches.
I didn't watch it either.
Until you met me. I introduced her to a lot of shit.
Didn't you just say I introduced you to a lot of good TV shows?
Yeah, we introduced each other to a lot of good shit, bro.
We help each other grow.
We help each other.
We love each other.
Yo, I ain't gonna bullshit you. I'm glad nobody was sitting next to us. First of all, they said the movie theater didn't even look that packed. And they said, like, all the seats were basically sold out except the front row. But on some real shit, I'm glad nobody was really sitting next to us because we was being loud as shit with the food.
Facts, we were. Not even with the food, just with talking. I was thinking, like, dang, was I loud right there?
I was thinking that, too. And sometimes, yes, you were loud. Like, your laughs, like, sometimes you would be the only one that laughed.
That movie was funny though. Oh my gosh. So funny.
It really gave me Good Place vibes, dude.
And y'all know the Little Mermaid's next.
This really like a double feature. I've been waiting for this for like, I really like put myself through hell today. Like, and with the motivation of just getting to this moment. I was literally sitting relaxed as fuck in the theater, high as fuck, like, yo, I've earned this. I'm gonna take this to enjoy my fucking self, bro. And you know what I did? And now we got another 2-hour movie to get to.
Heard.
Oh, God. Sorry, Tesla. Sorry. Don't fucking honk on me, bitch ass nigga.
They didn't even honk.
I thought they did. My fault. I'm hearing things. Yo, shout out to Swell, because I just got off the phone with him. We going to talk about the movie a little bit.
It was super good. Just know you're going to get your money's worth if you go in theaters and see it.
Go on a Tuesday.
Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl on a good and she choosing. I thought she was going to sing with me. Oh, there you go.
Fuck Nordstrom Rack. Bunch of bitch ass niggas. Fuck y'all. Pussies.
Anyways.
I'm sorry.
We just passed the Nordstrom Rack, as you guys can see.
I mean, as they can hear.
Hear.
I'm sorry. I got beef with Nordstrom Rack niggas.
Why you got...
I got beef with the Rack. Not Chi-Rack, just Nordstrom Rack. I don't want any smoke with any of you niggas from Chicago. No, sir. Lady, could you drive?
Have you ever been to Chi-Rack?
No, I'm still alive. Really?
Gang.
No, please stop.
I'm a gorilla.
Stop.
What's wrong? Because
I listen to King Von a lot.
Okay.
He's starting to sound just like him. I'm joking. Bro, I'm going to sleep my ass off when we get home. Not when we get home, like directly when we go to sleep. It's Rap City for the kid, bro.
Knowing you, and you're gonna have a nap tomorrow.
A nap?
We're gonna test my theory. Every time he gets off of work and goes through a full day without sleeping, he's gonna have a nap the next day as well.
She thinks she knows me.
It's been happening since the dawn of time.
Oh, fuck you, right in your asshole.
Well, if you want to. What?
What? Literally took the exact same way to get here. Okay.
Facts. Your engine, dude. Oh, you're going the other way. Ooh.
Like, why don't we ever park here? It would be so much easier.
We are in a new parking spot.
Yo, facts we are. Oh, look, the Little Mermaid poster.
Ooh, I should take a picture next to it. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? What do you think? Oop, I grabbed a chicken nugget and not a fry. I'm eating for my fries, so you can have the one that got a lot.
Bad. Here you go. Are we just bringing the whole bag in? Is that what we're doing? Where are our seats at? B.
In the front.
B12, B13. All right, so since we now know, like, 12, 13 would be toward that way, if we have to get through the entrance from the right, let's just, instead of, like, remember, because, like, we went in the aisle and then walked all the way down.
Okay. They make another Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, apparently this one's really, really good.
Really? I didn't even hear nothing about it. Maybe y'all just live under a rock.
You really do.
Okay.
Like, you truly do. Yeah. I've never met somebody who's like so detached
out of the world.
Like, bro, every time I make a reference or tell you about, you didn't even watch SpongeBob. What the actual fuck? Like, everybody at work, I made a SpongeBob reference, killed the table. Everybody got it.
I would have looked around like, anyways, guys, what's that, Carly? But yeah, I just wasn't the kid to watch SpongeBob.
Your parents kept you sheltered.
I watched Disney Channel, and SpongeBob is stupid. I said it, and all you guys who watch it makes it you stupid. If you're offended, you're a part of the problem. Say no. Don't cancel me.
Fuck you right here, asshole.
It's Pride Month.
What? What does that mean?
I'm just saying, because SpongeBob is gay. That's why I said don't cancel me.
LOL. You're Fast X, Guardians of the Galaxy, the Boogeyman.
May 5th, so it's already been out for a while?
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. All these movies say May, except the Boogeyman.
Yeah, when did the Mermaid come out? May 24th?
6th. May 26th.
Guys, my birthday's coming up. June 18th.
Ooh, ooh.
7:11 a.m. I was born. Your fries are the one on the right. So when you reach, go through this way. Closer. This way.
Here's what I'm going to do. But I know I'm not going to do it because I know me. I'm going to eat my fries first. Wait about an hour. Eat my nuggets. Wait about a couple minutes. Eat my burger. But knowing me, as soon as I eat my fries,
everything else is done. Yeah, I'm going to eat my fries first, too. That's what I'm doing right now, okay?
I hope nobody sits next to us. Like, truly. Like, with my entire heart. I really do.
They probably won't. We're in the front. I'm surprised. Oh, excuse me. I was surprised, though, because literally all the seats were taken when we paid for it. Except for the ones in the front.
Literally. I say we're going around 7:10-ish.
Yeah.
We're closer to the door that we left through.
Ain't nobody going to open the door for us. Maybe. If they walking out.
No, I'm saying when we leave, we're closer.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Pardon more. We've released all a double feature.
Not yet.
Hey, we're in the process.
We're in a single feature right now, but soon enough it will be a double feature. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Double feature it is. Double feature. He's been singing that all week. Guys, I just want you to know that.
It has gotten me through the week, damn it.
There you go, baby. It was a good movie, though. Gosh. Oh, wait, did you say your rating?
Yeah, 9.5 out of 10.
Mine's is 9 out of 10, guys. And you guys will... Well, you probably won't. Well, I don't know. It low-key almost a 10. Can't wait to see the next one.
Yeah, in 2025.
I'm gonna wait though. I'm gonna be patient, short for patient. If you know, you know. You know, not everybody can make up words like me. I'm the only one.
No, babe, literally everybody can make up words. That's how the language got started.
But not have them sound good.
They don't sound good.
What about this word? Leash. Short for Alicia.
And Leisha short for Alicia.
Yeah. There you go.
Bro, how do you not have water?
How do I not?
Wendy's.
Oh, Wendy's.
I am literally about to be high off my ass watching this fucking movie, bro.
Right.
You know, I watched a trailer for it.
I didn't even watch the trailer for the other one. I kind of like going into movies not knowing anything. But yeah.
A lot of hate comments in the YouTube section.
You don't say.
Like, wow.
What is it? Like, this is... this.
She's
supposed to be white.
She's meant to be white. A lot of people... I mean, it was like a lot of people defending it and everything. But then you just had, like, the select few. Like, I saw one that was, like, hashtag not my little mermaid. And I'm like, bro, until this movie was announced, you didn't give a fuck less about the
about
little mermaid.
About a mermaid. Like, let's be real.
Do you fucking go home and jack off to your little mermaid shrine? I highly doubt it. So why, what is the issue now? And two things. One, It is a fictional character. So, realistically, who cares? Like,
if they can have all these Spider-Mans from different universes.
Not the same thing, but yeah.
And different, and different colors, different genders, different. Anybody can be Spider-Man.
Nobody had a problem with that.
I feel like that's low-key the same way.
I feel like it's okay if you're like saying, ah, oh, well, I just don't like reboots. I don't like how Hollywood doesn't have any original ideas. I agree with that. And if that,
that's your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, if like anybody like thinks like that, I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. That's like, I feel like that's the right way to like criticize the movie. Like not base it off of who's starring.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, don't pay money to see it.
Like, in order to spread hate, you have to use an enormous amount of energy. So you can't tell me that it's like, I don't care. Like, you can't write a tweet or a comment and just, because you obviously care, you know? Like, you care enough to say this. It must be bothering you really bad right now. To see a fictional character live their dream. Yo, I saw this one TikTok. I don't know if it was you, Whitney, or Instagram, but it was like, everybody's talking about the Little Mermaid's race, but what do we've got to really get to the plot of a story, a woman changing herself to like love a man or something like that, yeah, or to be with a man. And it was funny.
That's basically
because it was true.
It's basically the gist of the movie. That's, you know, it's wild. This is the same girl we watched on Let It Shine.
Let It Shine.
Like,
that's when she first had her debut, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because they won a contest.
Bro, literally, just a couple lines. She had to have about 7 to 8 minutes of screen time max, and now like she's literally on a movie poster, and this movie's about to make a lot of money because there were, bro, did you see like all the videos of like kids like dressing up as the Little Mermaid and like her visiting kids, and like literally like parents posted videos of like their kids watching the trailer and like they're crying and everything. And I've seen the trailer cries.
Babe,
I'm just joking.
You got it fake.
Cause it's just like, alright, you're crying, alright, relax, just, alright.
But you gotta think, growing up all your life and thinking only the white people with nice straight hair get to go.
The kids who are 5 and 6.
What are you talking about?
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm just saying, imagine watching that and you're not a part of that. Like, you've never seen a black princess.
Brandy. Cinderella.
But you know they don't push out those movies like that. Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm not saying. But how good did that movie do? Like, let's be honest. Do people look back at that and like say, oh, da 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 da?
They probably do, and you just don't know about it.
Babe, look at the ratings at that movie. Like, just see how good it is. How much did they make in box office? Yeah. You think there's another universe dimension of us?
Bro.
What do you think it's of?
Babe, the Cinderella with... Oh, wait, hold on.
What were you about to say?
It cost $12 million to make. I'm trying to find a box set. Telling me how much it costs to make, so
that must not be good. It's like, nah, I don't know.
car. It's like, damn, nigga. I'm like, sorry, bro.
That's like, what I told you.
Be like that, huh? It's not real.
What?
I was reading the text on top of the Boogeyman poster.
I think it's not real.
Or it is real. They made a movie about it. Oh, shit. An employer. You know, one job I really would love to have, but I don't know why I never actually did it, cleaning up movie theaters. I would literally spend my day in a movie theater. Like,
I applied. They don't.
I know.
They didn't answer to me.
It's great. I applied too. I applied for this when I was living at my parents' house. Around the time, yeah, I was working at Food Lion when I just sent one in. I sent one in to Regal. No response.
Same. Sent one in to Regal. No response. So they always talking about, we need employees. Text us literally, the number on the screen.
Literally every time you go in there, there's like, we're hiring posters. Literally.
Yeah. And it does seem like just a chill job. You're like in the dark all day.
You just, bro, I would literally just like, I'm in a movie theater. Like, I'm in a movie theater all day. Like, who would not want that job? I am high as fuck because I was looking at the smoke in the car and I was like, oh shit, something's smoking.
Really, babe?
Yeah, bro, really. True story.
It's probably going to be dark by the time we get out.
Most likely.
I forgot we were recording on this podcast, I'm not going to lie.
That's the best podcast, when you just start talking, chat.
I might just eat all these fries.
Yep. I know you are, bro. You've been eating them this whole time. We done brought some crazy ass food into the movie theater.
What's the craziest? This?
I remember that one time I brought like 2 hot dogs in the movie theater.
They sell hot dogs, though.
Yeah, and I got them at Wawa for the price of 1.
Remember we had that chicken?
Yo.
We had fried chicken.
Were we high?
I think so, probably. Yo. I don't know.
The Chinese store fried chicken, right?
Yeah, from your parents. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
I fucked that shit up. I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you want your chicken now?
I was like, I want that. What movie were we seeing?
I forget.
So do I.
What's the last movie we saw?
Hey, is that my friend Ian?
Where?
No, not that Ian. Another Ian.
Oh. I'm not excited anymore. It's like, no.
Ian, I knew from high school. He has the same hair.
Are you going to need to use the bathroom?
No.
My bladder is so weak. I feel like I always have to pee.
I literally always have to pee.
Right?
Like, literally. I mean.
So you be knowing.
Yeah.
Like, I just sit down, get back up.
Yeah.
So odd.
I'm crying.
I finished my fries.
That's a record.
Oh, shut it up.
What is happening?
What is that? What do you say?
It's just 2 dudes knocking on the door.
Oh, are they trying to woolly hop?
No, I think they work there. They're wearing gloves. Unless they're robbing the police.
They can walk around the building.
That would be a movie. Robbing a movie theater.
Now, who in their right mind would rob a movie theater?
That's what makes it dope.
Okay, so why are they robbing the theater?
There's gold under it because the owner is, he's in not debt with the mob, but.
Why it always got to be the mob?
I write what I know, kid.
You know about the mob?
I watch like a lot of mob movies, so yeah. Have you ever seen Goodfellas?
No.
No. The Godfather?
No.
No. Heat?
I seen the 7-Eleven. I mean, I've seen that one with Rihanna in it.
Battleship?
No, sweetie. No, I haven't seen that. I'm talking about Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 8. Which is a remake.
Of Ocean's 11. I get it.
It wasn't bad, actually.
No, it wasn't. I watched it.
All right, bro. You always...
Say no. Calm your boots and kittens.
What?
You heard me. Don't make me say it again now.
Hey, y'all, guess what? We've been watching, like, a lot of nature documentaries about elephants and shit. And when we went to my brother-in-law's house for, like, the first time, him and his partner, girlfriend, person, whatever they call each other, like, they had, like, an elephant painting on the floor that apparently my brother-in-law didn't buy the right command strips for. It was hilarious when she said that. And, yeah, it was just, like, a painting of an elephant. And I thought, what are the odds of that?
Literally, we watched Secret Life of Elephants. Now, octopi used to be my favorite animal, but
I want to pet an octopus.
I switched it to Ellie the elephants. I've just learned so much about them. They're so intelligent. They just...
Elephants, that
they
one...
can. I can coexist with elephants if I needed to. Like, we could be friends. We could communicate. If you know, you know, guys. Just... It's on Disney Plus, though. Yeah, Secret Life of Elephants.
How I couldn't stop talking about the double feature, she cannot stop talking about this documentary.
That was even before I saw it, when I saw the commercial for it. Remember?
Because it kept coming on.
On Hulu.
Because we was watching...
Station 19?
Well, probably not.
That's the only thing on Hulu that I watch.
Nonsense.
What's the last thing we watch on Hulu? Little Fires Everywhere, and that was forever ago.
You don't gotta be so mean to me, you whore. You whore.
Did you just pass this?
Yes. You on your first tip? I spent the majority of my day at work and the other majority of my day with you at a movie theater. That good outweighs that bad. This is the good, by the way.
Yeah.
Bro, uh-huh. I was just, when we just got hit with all that work, I was like, if I don't make my double feature, I'm going to the bad place. Like, I had bad place thoughts all day. I even asked Alex at lunch. I was like, Alex, if you think about a crime, can the police arrest you? And I was like, is that not criminal intent? And he was like, no, it's not criminal intent. They can't arrest you for having thoughts. You gotta hear Alex talk, dude, I swear.
It's funny hearing you refer to it as the bad place, because of our show, the good place. But I don't think so. It's only if you put action to those thoughts.
No, baby, you don't understand, bro.
And you don't have to, like, your thoughts aren't always coming from you, you know?
111.
Where?
Right there. First poster. First poster. I didn't mean that. That's why I waited till you was done, but I wanted to point that out to you.
Oh, I see it. What does 11.1 layers
of multi-channel surround sound feel like? Feel the experience.
Yo, when they put on that first thing when they cut off the lights, I thought it was the movie starting. I should have known, because I was like, what's going on? This doesn't even look like Spider-Man.
Yo, that whole opening scene.
Yo, learning about her background.
No spoilers.
I didn't say anything about it. Okay, guys, just watch the movie. We gotta stop talking about it. We can talk about The Little Mermaid, though, because...
What?
Everybody's seen it. I'm just saying, once we see it. Oh, wait, we probably won't talk to them again. and out for the night. We'll let you guys know we got home safely. Or I will.
You're hilarious. All right, you want to take like one more hit and then we go?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Say that for the road. That's pretty roachy.
All right, let me stuff this bag in my bag. She could have gave us two beers. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. We are on our way to see Little Mermaid. We'll let you know how it goes. Ugh. And yeah, anything you're gonna say, baby?
Stay in school. Catch y'all on the flip side.
The flip side it will be. All right, bye guys. Deuces.